Until about 50,000 years ago, the cold was extreme. But then it warmed up for a while. The winters were slightly less severe, maybe the summers a bit longer, maybe annual temperatures a bit warmer. And this was the period when the first modern humans appeared in Southeast Europe, then in Central, and then in Western. This more temperate period is only a relative term. It was still extremely cold, the environment was very challenging, with short, relatively warm summers, but constant fluctuations from one year to the next, and violent variations between the seasons, with many months of sub-zero temperatures. This was an extremely challenging environment, and must have required new artifacts and much more hunting, sophisticated hunting skills. And this is where modern humans really came into their own. Because you see, they had the cognitive ability to plan, to think through problems, and to come up with ingenious solutions. And what they came up with was a technology which I always describe as being very similar to that of the familiar Swiss Army knife, or the Leatherman. A idea that you made carefully shaped cores, fine-grained rock, and then you took a punch and you struck off a series of relatively standard-sized punch-struck blades, long, parallel-sided blades, maybe about this long. And with all these standardized blanks, you could then produce all sorts of different tools. Think of a Swiss Army knife. Basically, it's a chassis with strong hinges. And to these hinges, you attach knife blades, corkscrews, borers, saws, scissors even, and all these different tools which are used for different purposes. You put it in your pocket and you use it. Think of the Cro-Magnon technology in stone as being the same. For example, they produced from these blades backed knives. They produced some very lethally sharp points which were probably mounted on the end of spears. They produced all kinds of scrapers. But above all, they produced a chisel, a burin, as archaeologists call it, which is a blade with a chiseled end, a little spall is removed from the end, giving you a small, rather sharp chisel end. This had one priceless use. It enabled people to cut longitudinal grooves in reindeer antler, or in bone. And what they would do is cut the long grooves in the hard outside surface of the antler, fresh antler, which is easily worked. Then they would lever these long splinters out and make a whole range of weapons and other tools in antler and bone. And here immediately is a major difference with the earlier archaic humans like the Neanderthals. They were using the full potential of bone and antler. This enabled them to produce an extraordinary range of highly effective artifacts. For example, razor-sharp antler spear points, which could be mounted in four shafts, and then the four shaft mounted on the shaft of a spear, or a spear point simply mounted in a spear, which were extremely sharp, much lighter, easily propelled. And then they would produce also harpoons, which are barbed points, detachable spear points, attached to shafts with a thong, as often today used commonly with sea mammals, where you hit the animal and then you have got a line attached to it, and a weapon called the spear thrower. Now, you will recall that earlier in the course, we pointed out how difficult it is to hunt animals with spears because you have to get really close to the animal and you have to stalk it. You literally have to look it in the eyes before you can thrust your spear, hopefully, into a vulnerable point. With a spear thrower, you can be extremely accurate and stand off a little further. Also, you can propel, because the spear thrower is literally a piece of bone or wood with a hook on the end, and you simply go whoosh, like that. You flick it. You get much greater velocity from your spear, greater penetrating power, and more range. This was a major innovation, second only to, ultimately, the bow and arrow, which came later.